This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Fearless Living. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and reveals how the power of the resurrection allows us to live fearlessly. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Fearless Living.
The number one fear in the world is the fear of dying. Why? Because only a fool would go through life unprepared for what you know is inevitable. We're born to die. So we know it's going to happen. And that's the greatest fear people have is the fear of death. But we now know death is not the end. Look at this next verse from the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We know that the same God who raised Jesus from death will also raise us. He's going to raise us with Jesus. This is why we never give up. Even though our physical bodies are becoming older and weaker, don't look at anybody right now. Even though our physical bodies are becoming older and weaker, our spirit inside of us is made new every single day. And our present troubles that we're going through right now, they're quite small compared to eternity. And they won't last very long, but they are producing in us an eternal glory that is going to last forever. What does this have to do with your fears? Yes, I'm going to have problems in the future. Yes, I'm going to have pain in the future. Yes, I'm going to have pressure in the future, but I don't have to have fear in the future because we're not afraid because we know that death is not the end of the story. It's just a transition. In fact, you're going to spend more of your life on the other side of death than this side. You're only getting 100 years on this planet at the most. That's not very much. You're going to have trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of years in eternity. So that side is far longer in your life than this side. This is not the end of the story. Number three, third fact we know because of the resurrection. We know Jesus tells us the truth. We know death is not the end. Number three, we know that God loves us extravagantly. We know because of the resurrection that God loves us extravagantly, unconditionally, over the top. You can't even imagine it. Now, the Bible has this to say, Romans chapter 5. God demonstrated his great love for us. In other words, he didn't say he loved us. He demonstrated it. He put it into action. He demonstrated his great love for us by sending Jesus to die for us while we were still sinning against him. God didn't just say, I love you, and send a postcard. He cared enough to send the very best. He sent himself. He came himself. God came in human form. And when Jesus is dying on the cross, he's saying with his arms outstretched, I love you. I love you this much. I love you so much it hurts. I love you so much I'd rather die than live without you. God demonstrated his love for us by coming to earth to die for us. This is why we know it's not a fairy tale. In the fairy tales, all the servants die for the king. But in the gospel, the king dies for us. It's the exact opposite. He dies for us. We know his love is extravagant. He proved it. He said, I love you so much it hurts. Next verse, Ephesians 3, 18 and 19 says this. May you be able, God says, I want you to be able to feel and really understand how long and wide and deep and how high God's love really is. And may you experience this love for yourselves, even though it is so great, you'll never fully understand it. Now notice that verse says that God's love has four dimensions. It's four dimensional, okay? God's love for you is long and wide and deep and high, all right? God's love for you is long. How long is God's love for you? Long enough to last forever. It's never going to wear out. You know human love wears out. That's why we have a thing called divorce. Human love wears out. God's love never wears out. He will never love you any more or any less than he does right now. He will never stop loving you. You can't make God stop loving you because God is love. So it's long enough to last forever. It says it's wide. I want you to know how wide is God's love for me? Wide enough to be everywhere. Now that should relieve your fears because that means there will be no place you go in the future where God's love isn't already. You may feel alone at times in your life, but you're not alone. You're never really alone. You may feel alone, but you're not alone because you cannot go anywhere in the world, in the universe, where God's love is not. His love is wide enough to be everywhere. Then it says it's deep. How deep is God's love for you? Deep enough to handle anything. I don't care what problem you're in. You say, Rick, I'm hurting really bad. I'm in the pits. God is there. You say, I'm in the pit of hell. God is there. Betsy Tin Boom, who gave her life saving Jews during the Holocaust and World War II, she was a Christian. She hid Jews, her family hid Jews in their family. And then she got caught and she was sent to Auschwitz. And in the middle of Auschwitz, she wrote in her journal, there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. How high is God's love for you? High enough to overlook your faults, high enough to overlook your mistakes, high enough to overlook your sins, your faux pas, your bloopers, your stupid decisions, my stupid decisions. High enough to overlook all that. Regardless of what you've done in your life, God offers forgiveness. Why? Because he is a God whose love is high and wide and mighty and deep. Let me show you a verse from the Bible that really ought to take your fear factor down, ought to lower your fear about the future. It's Romans chapter 8. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39, it says this. Nothing will ever separate us from God's love. You know, I looked up that word nothing in Greek. It means nothing. It means zero, zip, not nothing. There is nothing that will ever be able to separate you from God's love. Death, this is the Bible talking here. Death can't, life can't, the angels can't, the demons can't. They can't take you away from God's love. Our fears for today, our worries for tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that comes through Jesus Christ our Lord. That ought to take the fear factor way, way down in your life. I may lose all kind, I might even lose my mind, but I can't lose God's love for me.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and he never will. He has big dreams for you, but God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com.
Once again, here's Rick.
I may lose all kinds. I might even lose my mind, but I can't lose God's love for me. There is nothing that can happen in my future that will make God love me any less than he does right now. Because his love is based on what Jesus did for you and did for me. Now, here's the question. Have you accepted that love? Have you accepted God's outrageous, unconditional love? Because if you haven't accepted it, for you, the love of God that I just explained is worthless. It has no value to you. It's worthless. If you have not accepted and invited it into your life, God's love for you is worthless. He may as well not love you because it makes no difference in your life. God wants you to feel his love. He wants you to understand his love. He wants you to live in his love. He wants you to depend on his love. And when you do that, your fear factor is going to go way, way down. I have had so many people over the years say to me in different ways, you know, Rick, I think I know what my problem is. My problem is I don't love God enough. Because if I did love God enough, I would break these bad habits. I would change these ways. I would do all these. My problem is I just don't love God enough. And my response is always say, no, that's not it. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. Your problem is not that you don't love God enough. Your problem is you don't realize how much he loves you. You don't understand, you don't feel, you don't experience how much he really loves you. Because if you did really fully grasp how outrageously God loves you, he never in his life stops thinking about you. Why? He's the God of creation. He has no problem thinking about all of us at the same time. And if you understood how much God loved you, you couldn't help but love him back. So if you don't love God right now, it just means one thing. You don't know him. That's all it means. You don't know him. Because when you get to know God, the God who really made you, created you, has a purpose for your life, has a plan for your life, you can't help but love him. You say, Rick, why is understanding God's love so critical to defeating fear? I don't get the connection here. Okay, listen very closely. The antidote to fear in your life is not faith. Most people think it is. I just need more faith. No, that's not it. The antidote to fear in your life is not faith. It is love. Because the more you feel God's love, the more safe you're going to feel, the more secure you're going to feel, the more good you're going to feel about yourself, the more you're going to be able to take risks because you're not afraid, because you know you are completely and totally accepted in the beloved of Christ. The more fear and love can't exist in the same place. Here, let me show you a couple verses. 1 John 4:18. Wherever God's love is, there is no fear. Because God's perfect love drives out all fear. You got fear in your marriage? Then guess what? God's love isn't there the way it ought to be. You got fear in your career? Guess what? God's love isn't there where it ought to be. Wherever God's love is, there is no fear, because perfect love, God's perfect love, drives out all fear. And the second part of the verse, I love this in the Message, says, since fear is crippling, a fearful life is a life not yet fully formed in God's love. You got fears in your life? It means one thing. God's love is not yet fully formed in your life. I have fears in my life, means in those areas, God's love is not yet fully formed in my life. And for the rest of your life, God wants to replace more and more of your fears with more and more of his love. And when you invite the love of Christ in the front door of your heart, fear goes out the back door because they can't exist together. The opposite is also true. When you invite fear in the front door of your heart and your mind, guess what? Love goes out the back door. They cannot coexist. You want to be fearless? You want to move from the good life? Pretty good. Good life is certainly better than the bad life. But it's not good enough. You were made for more than the good life. You were made for the better life. And it's a level of living you probably have never even thought of. And you certainly probably haven't ever experienced it. And it, one of the factors in the better life is fearlessness. Why? Because I know Jesus is always going to tell me the truth. Okay? And because I know that death is not the end. So I'm not worried about that. This is not the end of the story. And I know that God loves me extraordinarily and extravagantly and just, you know, erratically. The more you understand God's overwhelming love, the more fearless you're going to be. Number four. Fourth thing we know, because Jesus resurrected, split history into AD and BC. Fourth thing we know is we know God has a good plan for our lives. We know that God has a good plan for our lives. Here's what the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. I love this, verse 3 and 4. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, that's Easter, that's what we're celebrating. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have been given a brand new life. And we have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. How many times have you heard me say that when you open your life to the love of God and you open your life to the reign of Christ, you get your past forgiven, you get a purpose for living, you get a home in heaven. Past, present, future, all taken care of. Past forgiven, completely forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. Where else are you going to get that? Anybody want to stand up and tell us? Because if you know another place where you can get your past forgiven, a purpose for living, and a home in heaven, I invite you to tell us right now. Because I decided a long time ago I wasn't going to waste my life, and I haven't. I haven't wasted my life. Romans 8, 28, and it says, not only that, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. How do you lose with a promise like that? It says, we know that God will use everything in my life, the good and the bad. Not everything's good. The good, the bad, the ugly. He'll use it all for my good because of the resurrection. How do you lose in that kind of situation? What is there to be afraid of? Because it says, even if I screw up, I mess up royally, I really do a humdinger, I just make the stupidest decision, God says, I can still work with that. I can bring good out of that. My purpose for your life is bigger than your problems and even your decisions. God can use even my mistakes for good. That gives me hope. That gives me confidence. That makes me fearless. There's one other thing that we know because of the resurrection that take away of our fears, and it's this. We know that God will take care of all of our needs. We know that God will take care of all of our needs. How do we know that? Because God solved your biggest need when he came and died for you on the cross. Your biggest need was salvation. Everything else is minor by comparison. Bills, problems, difficulties, relationships, stuff like that. And God says that the same power that I used to raise Jesus from the dead, guess what? I will use it in your life to help you handle the problems of the future, meet your needs. So what are you afraid of? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20 says this. I pray that you'll begin to understand. See, it's what we need to know. That you'll begin to understand the incredibly great power available to us. That's you and me. Available to you. Available to us who trust God. It is the same mighty power that God used to raise Jesus from death. Whoa, 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 whoa. The power that God used to raise Jesus, the resurrection, is available to me for my problems. That's what it says. That's what it says. Have you ever wondered what Jesus is doing right now, like in heaven? Is he watching TV? I mean, what has Jesus been doing for the last 2,000 years? He went back to heaven. Well, the Bible tells us. You know what the Bible tells us? The Bible says that in heaven for 2,000 years, Jesus has been praying for you. Huh? Yeah. Jesus has been talking to God the Father about you. Why? Because of that outrageous love. Several times in Scripture, the Bible says Jesus is praying, is talking to God the Father about you. You say, wait a minute, I don't get this. This is kind of weird. Isn't Jesus God? Yeah, I thought he was God. He is. Well, then, like, God is talking to himself? Oh, you never do that? You talk to yourself all the time. You know why you talk to yourself all the time? Because God made you in his image. As a human being, you have the ability to talk to yourself while I'm talking to you right now. You're made in the image. Squirrels don't talk to themselves. Ants don't talk to themselves. Birds don't talk to them. Only human beings talk to themselves because you're made in the image of God. And the Bible says that God, the Father, is having a conversation with himself. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, talking about you. In fact, the Bible says this, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Jesus, the Son of God, has gone on to heaven where he is now our high priest who helps us. In other words, what's a priest do? Represent between God and man. Well, we don't need a priest anymore because Jesus is the high priest. You don't have to pray through a priest. You can pray directly to God in Jesus' name. He says, so let us hold on to our faith in him, Jesus. Never stop trusting him. Why? He sympathizes with our weaknesses. Why? Because he faced all of the same tests that we did here on earth. Without sinning. So then, here's the key part. Knowing that Jesus is praying for you right now in heaven, talking to himself, God, about you, because he loves you. So then, let us have no fear.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Pastor Rick wants to bless you and your family this Easter with beautiful scripture place cards and a special frameable Easter prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and he never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own, so we need to trust him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that because of Easter, our past is forgiven, our life is worth living, and we have a future in heaven? That's the good news that your friends and family are longing to hear. And your friends and family will never be more open to an invitation to church and hearing the good news than they are at Easter. That's why I'm encouraging you to invite them to church with you this Easter. It'll be the most important investment you can ever make in their lives. The Bible says it like this: we are made right in God's sight when we trust in Jesus to take away our sins. And we can all be saved in the same way, no matter who we are or what we have done. I love that last part, no matter who we are or what we've done. And I want to hear what God does in the lives of your Easter guests. So I want you to write me, bring a friend to church or bring a relative to church who doesn't know the Lord, and then write me and let me know what happened. Just write me, rick@pastorrick.com. That's my email address, rick@pastorrick.com. It's a great way to share in the celebration of changed lives.
Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.